USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376. Moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I inform the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yay on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376. As a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Just in time for the holiday season, Office Depot customers can now enjoy 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup, helping to get orders faster and easier than ever before. Customers can also save all season long, both online and in-store, on office furniture, laptops, monitors, planners, calendars, and a wide variety of other supplies and business essentials. From now until the end of the year, Office Depot will feature new daily and weekly holiday deals to help small business owners, remote professionals, students, and teachers finish 2021 strong and prepare for the new year ahead. And don't forget about additional chances to save on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Shoppers can also stretch their dollars further this season with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership. With Office Depot, holiday time is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for every wish list. To learn more, visit OfficeDepot.com or OfficeDepot.com/store locator to find a store near you.
The investigation of the Astroworld concert tragedy, resulting in many deaths from a crowd surge, may have had more people in attendance than was allowed to be in there.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday, almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As many as 300 vessels from China's maritime militia are now patrolling the waters in the South China Sea. Beijing continues to claim ownership of the disputed waters. Militia tactics have escalated since 2019 when a Chinese vessel collided with a wooden Filipino ship, sinking it. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As COVID-19 lockdowns ruined the lives of millions of Americans, one fact is coming to light. The lockdowns did not work, and people continued to get sick and die where lockdowns were forced by government officials. Dr. Scott Atlas was a former White House Coronavirus Task Force member. He tells Fox News the lockdowns failed.
The problem here is that we have people running the pandemic response that are really not the right people. I saw this with my own eyes. The difference between me and the people like Drs. Birx and Fauci, where Drs. Birx and Fauci were bureaucrats. They're in a 40 years of a government position. I was a health policy scholar for 15 plus years and 25 years of medicine experience, clinical and research. Their approach was very different. My approach was bringing in scientific papers from all over the world, keeping current on the data, bringing in experts from the entire country in infectious disease, epidemiology, and speaking with these people. Mine was about more information and critical thinking about the information. And unfortunately for the American people, Dr. Birx was in charge of the task force medical side, and the Birx-Fauci lockdowns were transmitted as advice the entire year of 2020, before, during, and after I was there. The governors heard her written advice, every governor. She visited dozens of states giving the lockdown advice, and those lockdowns were implemented. And the problem is those lockdowns failed to stop the dying, they failed to stop the spread of the infection, and they destroyed millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.